Tell me one day this entire year that the news that you were like, oh, I really enjoyed watching the news. It was so calming.
No, it's no day. I mean, but now you can't even get through 15 minutes of it, because once they get past the really bad news, then comes the storms and the blizzards and the tornadoes, right? And the locusts and the frogs. And it keeps going. It never stops.
You know, my friends have been making fun of me lately because I know nothing what's going on right now, but I'm the happiest out of anybody I know. I don't know what's going on. I don't care what's... I took a break. I was like, let me just take a break from the news because it's giving me a lot of anxiety and making me really angry all the time. I took a break and it was like, it's been like a month now and I still haven't gotten back to it. I'm like, you know, I think it's okay to be in the dark about stuff. I'm fine with it.
I tried to do that, and it works. You can go 3-4 days and not pay attention to anything, and it feels just fine. But it's like today, I turned on Fox News. I don't know why. I don't know why I do this in the car.
Oh, you do this to yourself, yeah.
Uh-huh. I do it. And one person said, so what do you think is the biggest news story of the year? And one of the guests said, I think the Hunter Biden laptop. Story. I just went, I can't do this anymore. I can't.
So not COVID.
No, none
not
of this.
Not the election.
Not 20 billion people out of a job, and then we have millions that are dying all over the world. No, that's the Hunter Biden laptop scandal.
Oh my God.
Is the biggest
story.
These are
the dumbest people on the planet. See, this is why, you know, people have to realize, so Fox News is registered as an entertainment channel. They're not a news channel. So they don't have to adhere to the journalistic rules, or the rules of journalism.
Right.
So they can say whatever they want to. You know, that's why they say such incendiary things, because they're an entertainment channel. They were smart to do that, so that way they can get away with stuff. Mm. They just shouldn't be called Fox News.
You just call them E. You know, they should just be E. I think E has more credible news than any of the major CNN, NBC, or Fox News right now.
Oh, yeah. MSNBC is not much better either. I mean, they're the other end of things. Yeah, it's such, yeah, except they are registered as a news channel. It's like, just register as an entertainment channel and just do what you want. Come on. You're doing it anyway. So that is why the thing I'm the most concerned about, my biggest concern this week is, why did Alec Baldwin marry Hilaria Baldwin when he knew that she was lying? Unless he didn't know. Did she con him too? That is the only thing I've been concerned about. My friends and I have been texting about it. We've been tweeting about it. It is the only thing we really give a crap about this week. And thank God for them. I'm so happy the Baldwins are falling apart this week. We needed them.
The world is falling apart with the COVID and the Hunter Biden laptop and all
that's
that.
That's been going on. I know that there's COVID. I know that there's finally an end in sight because people are starting to get vaccinated. So thank God for that. So, you know, I know that story already. I am enjoying anything that the Kardashians are in Aspen. I hope they flew private. They're putting people's lives in jeopardy. Why are they in Aspen during a pandemic? You know what I mean? Even Amy Schumer, she's in St. Bart's. Like, what are all these celebrities flying all over the world taking these vacations like it's any other friggin' day?
See, that the world needs you. Because I'm so consumed with, you know, Iran's exploding right now and there's a war going on, and you care about Amy Schumer.
I got the important news here.
Right. Amy Schumer and the real world, it means nothing, but you follow it like it's the Bible. Two stars died today of COVID. One was Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah, that one I saw. Who was the second?
Ozone from Breaking. Breaking and Breaking 2.
Oh, I forgot that you were a Breaking guy. Okay, if
Breaking
people don't
and
know.
Breaking 2, Ozone?
Yes, okay, yes, I know. No, listen, I know who you're talking about because I know you. Otherwise, I'd never know. People have to understand that you were a beat boy back in the day. You were a guy who was popping and locking and rolling around on the cardboard, and that was your thing. You were that
That's
guy.
That's how I got the chicks. But yeah, so Ozone died today, and it was horrible because I follow Ozone like you follow Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what Ozone's doing. because Ozone is cool. So Ozone 2 days ago tweeted out that he got a COVID test and it came back negative.
Really? And he died of COVID?
And then today, one of his friends went to his house to go pick him up and he was dead in his bed.
So he had a false negative on the test?
Right. And died of COVID.
Oh my God. That's really tragic. How old was he?
65.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh, no. Ozone. Now we only have Turbo left. So Turbo, he can't get hurt.
Okay. I don't know who Turbo. I don't know who any of these people are, but I take it that it's important to you and that's all I care about.
Yeah. Once I saw that and not 15 minutes later, Marianne dies. I'm like, I'm done with the internet today. I'm done. I'm closing it. Yeah. I'm finished. I can't no more.
Yeah.
Too much internet for one day.
All right, see, you know, that's all terrible news. This is why, she make fun of me, but this is why I follow Lindsay Vonn. I mean, she's always posting bikini pics. I'm good with that.
Is it a rule now that I have to unfollow Ozone on Twitter? Or should
that's
I just...
That's a good question.
Or should I just keep it just in case, you know, a family member tweets in his behalf? But that's just weird then.
No, I would say... You should still follow him. No, still. I mean, he's not going to have any new posts, but don't unfollow. That's kind of mean.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's taking up a space. I don't know. It's just weird. You know,
well, you're not limited as to how many people you're allowed to follow on Instagram. You can follow as many as you want.
Well, it's like my cousin who died. She every now and then will send something out on the Facebook, but it will be her sister and it will pop up on the Facebook as her. And it just freaks me out.
Yeah, that's creepy. I mean, that's upsetting and creepy and weird. I mean, if the sister wants to post, she should just post as her own name, not as her dead sister. That's weird.
Yeah. You know, she'll post thinking of you on this special day and you're like, oh, God. Oh, you know,
right.
Because I think I even have her set as a favorite. So it will pop up as one of the first things I see. It's just weird. So,
well, in that case, I would unfollow her then.
OK, so I have to unfollow Yvette and I think I have to unfollow Ozone. Yeah.
All right. Well, go ahead and follow Rihanna or Snoop Dogg. They're more fun on Instagram anyway.
Okay. Because I'm not following either one of them.